Hello. Sarah?
Hi, Sarah, how are you?
Hey, so my dad, I went over to his house last night. Rhonda is not taking care of him. There's no food in his house. He hasn't been taking his medicine in a week.
Oh my gosh.
She is doing drugs. I know for sure because I seen her doing them yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So she's not doing her job. She's neglecting him.
Okay, I'm really sorry to hear about this. So did you confirm it with Stanley? Because when I spoke to him last week, he was so, like, happy with Rhonda. So I was always confused.
Well, that's the thing. She's got him lying for her.
Mm-hmm.
I found out. So whatever my dad is telling you, don't believe it because it's a lie. I'm telling you straight. So Rhonda moved in with him. I didn't know about it until a couple days ago. So she's living there. There's no food in the house. He has not been taking his medicine. He's been sick for a couple days. So she's neglecting him. And when I went over there, all she was doing was playing on her phone. She didn't give a fuck about him. She was sitting there yelling at me. She didn't give a fuck. Fuck you. You're a bitch. I said, so when I get a hold of Sarah, I'm letting her know what you said. She said, I can care less. I don't care about them people. I said, well, when I get a hold of Sarah, I'm telling her all this. And then she has a dog, too, over there. The dog is sitting right next to her, and she's doing drugs.
Oh, my. That's really not good.
That's not good. So I wouldn't be surprised if my dad don't end up in the hospital within a week or two.
Oh, no. Okay, well, also then how would I want to get a new aide. Let's see. She's in St. Louis. I actually know of a really good aide that's looking for work in St. Louis. Let me see if it's near. But if Rhonda moved in with him, then how is that going to work?
That's what I said. To me, I think, Sarah, you should call the state and do a neglect abuse on Dad. That's what I believe. She should not be able to work for the state anymore. She shouldn't. Because I'm going to tell you, she's on meth.
Wow.
Yeah. So she's not doing anything to benefit my dad.
Mm-hmm.
So we went over there, and I got into it with her. She cussed me out, cussing you out, saying she didn't give a fuck about you. And I said, that has nothing to do with her. I'm talking to you about what's going on. You're supposed to be taking care of my dad. I don't give a fuck about you or her or anybody.
Right.
Yeah. So she was calling you every name in the book. I mean, I told her I'm going to call you and we're going to do a neglect thing. I don't give a fuck and this and that. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. This is not
good. And I feel sorry for that dog and Dad, how she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
I would not, if I was you, Sarah, I would not pay her another penny. Or whoever's paying her.
Right, it's the agency that's paying her. Let me see, because I wish I would be able to speak to Stanley and just get his consent that I could find another aide for her, though, you know?
You know the thing is, Sarah? He's going to lie for her. That's the thing. And you know how I know, because, okay, so he's saying he hears voices, been seeing things. He's not in his right state of mind. So when he goes to the hospital 9 times out of 10, Sarah, I'm going to try to sign him in a nursing home. Because I think he's getting Alzheimer's, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think he's not going to agree with that. Because Ron is filling his head with lies.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, let's say I were to find a new aide, how would the aide even show up? Because it's going to cause a lot of, like, conflict between the two of them.
Yeah, yeah. And what's going to happen is Rhonda's going to wind up getting in the middle of it, and it's going to cause a problem. So what I would do if I was you, Sarah,
mm-hmm.
I would contact the state and let them know what's going on. Like, if she's neglecting him, let the state come out and let them talk to him. And when they call me, I'm going to tell them everything. Because he is not eating over there. I checked the refrigerator. The only thing I have is a half gallon of milk, eggs, and soda. That's it. And when she's not there, my dad eats. I know he eats. So she's taking his money. He's not buying food or nothing.
Wow. Can't believe this is happening. This is really sad.
Yeah. It's just getting more and more worse. Because, see, she don't think I'm going to report to you and tell you all this. That's what she thinks. But I'm in my right state of mind. There's no reason for me to lie and sugarcoat anything of what she's doing.
Yeah,
and I told her, as soon as Sarah calls me, which I know you called me earlier, I was still asleep because I went to bed kind of late watching TV. But as soon as I talk to her, I'm telling her everything. I'm not lying for you.
Mm-hmm.
So all these hours she's telling you, she is not doing shit, nothing. She's milking the state for money for nothing.
Wow.
Yep.
That's why I was also so confused, because I tried confirming all her hours last week, and then I spoke with Stanley, and Stanley's like, yeah, she's working so hard, she's here.
Yeah,
she's...
when you go over there, you see the same shit. You don't see nothing different. And now she's living there.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Fred, he said he moved, she is with there. She's there for
and
so
she's
long.
So, and she's so inappropriate, Sarah. She's running around in her house with her underwear and a bra on. People are in your house. What are you doing?
Yes.
I mean, it's gross. Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it. I mean, she was cussing me and everything. First, I tried to go over there and talk to her and ask her, why can't you go get my dad's medicine? He's been out of it for 3 days. He needs to take his medicine. And then my dad got involved. Don't tell her what to do and this and that. I don't know what she's filling his head with, but he's agreeing to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But let's say I
wouldn't be surprised if she don't have him on drugs too. I didn't see it, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She does not need to.
I want to get him a new caregiver, but I just don't see how, like, unless I call the state, otherwise it's just going to, I don't think it would work to get another person in there because she's just going to.
Yeah,
like,
you shouldn't, because it's going to cause conflict, and
right.
I don't want to put somebody in dangerous way. You
right,
understand what
sure.
I'm saying?
Yeah,
I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would do, me and you, or you, because you like work for an office and all that, I would get a hold of the state and report what's going on.
Yeah, I'm
he's getting neglect.
Uh-huh.
He's getting neglect. He's not getting the care he needs. They have a dog in that house over there, and she's doing drugs, and the dog is sitting right next to her. And I can't just take that dog because it's not my dog.
Right.
So the only other way we can get a hold, you can get a hold of the state, let them investigate it. Maybe they can even get a hold of the Humane Society and take that dog from her, because she is not taking care of that dog either. And I don't know how she's even got a dog if you're taking care of my dad. I don't get it.
Yeah, this is not a good situation. I'm going to ask my supervisor who should call the state, if it would be like me or if it would be you.
Yeah, you should see. We should do a neglect on a senior citizen.
Yeah.
See if you can talk to your manager or your boss, and then you give me a call back and tell me what's going on. Because I don't want her doing anything else for my dad. I want her out of the picture. She is not doing anything. And it's been like this for the last couple months. I've been trying to deal with her.
Mm-hmm.
So every time I go over there, she's doing nothing, playing on the phone, sitting in the chair, doing nothing. But you're telling these people you're doing all these hours and you're not doing shit.
Yeah, it's really not good. It's really not good.
So what it is, she's collecting money from the state to do her drugs with the money.
Yeah, it's like a vicious cycle. It's pretty bad.
Yep. And I told Dad, you need to cut ties with her. She is nobody to you. You don't need her. You can get another nurse to come out here that will take care of you and help you instead of her.
Mm-hmm.
So he started cussing me. I don't know what she's got in his head, but he told me to get out of his house. Serious. And I'm never violent or anything. I just try to talk to him. But I didn't want to cause an argument with him because he's sick. So I left. I didn't want to argue with him.
Right.
So me and my husband, we got in a truck and we left. I said, it's okay. I'll call Sarah tomorrow and talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to do that. I mean, he's my dad. And
right.
I just don't feel that it's right. I get violent with him over her.
Right.
And it's not right if I jump on her over and I go to jail over jumping on her. That wouldn't look right on me.
Mm-hmm.
So I just got in my truck and I left. I said, it's all right, Sarah, call me tomorrow and I'll talk to her about it. But I do not want her working anymore for my dad. She is not doing anything. The only thing she's doing is collecting money from the state and doing drugs with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, get this, she's reporting to food stamp people that she's homeless, don't have a job or nothing, and she's collecting food stamps, not reporting to them that she's hired by the state to take care of dad. So that's another thing she's doing wrong.
Yeah, that's illegal. Mm.
She's doing it. Seriously. So she's got everybody believing she's homeless, but she's making all this money from the state to take care of dad. I don't get it. I don't know. Mm. I mean, it's all a headache. But in the long run, she needs to be accountable for what she's doing.
Yeah, it's not right to get away like that.
Yeah, I know. And you know, my mom, before she passed away last year, I was taking care of her, and they tried to pay me to take care of her. And I'm like, no, I don't want to do it. I'm okay with taking care of her myself. I don't want to get paid. Because I know how my mom is. She likes to argue like my dad. So it got so bad with me, I had to put her back in a nursing home because I didn't want to be upset with her about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I put her in a nursing home, and 3 months later, she passed away. But my mom was 10 times worse than my dad. Like, she could not breathe. She needed oxygen 24 hours a day.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, to me, Sarah, we need to fire her, get a hold of the state, and turn her in with these food stamps and with the money she's collecting from the state, because she's not doing nothing. And she is a meth head.
Okay, so I'm going to go ask right now, and I'm going to see what I can do about this. As soon as I hear a response, I'm going to give you a call back, all right?
Yeah, call me back.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you for letting me know.
All right, thanks, Sarah.
Okay, bye.
Bye.